The Chalene Show is brought to you by the Courageous Confidence Club. Confidence is a strength that can be built and strengthened just like any muscle. You just have to do the right exercises. Your success, your likability, your influence are all determined by your confidence. It's the number one factor in determining your professional success, your happiness in relationships, and your ability to raise self-sufficient children. To feel more confident in social settings, this program is changing lives. I hope you'll check it out. Please visit our website at CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Happy Saturday, lifers. Thank you so much for joining me on Build Your Tribe. I'm blessed to have you here on the weekend with me. Assuming, of course, you're listening to this in order. If you haven't picked up on it already, I am producing these episodes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday because I figure you're probably like me, and sometimes I don't get to do the yummy stuff that just fuels my brain as much as I'd like to during the week. I save a lot of that for Saturdays. I love that there are sometimes Saturdays where I get to listen to like 2 and 3 hours worth of podcasts, and it's just brain candy. I love it. I wanted to just follow up in this episode on a lot of questions that have come up from my previous two episodes. So this week I produced two episodes that I believe are, well, they're a little sassy. And as you know, on The Chalene Show, I tend to be very open-minded. I provide a platform where I bring in experts and I let them share their expertise. I don't say that this is how you should do things. I just want to be an open place where you can hear from people and make your own decisions. You can think critically and decide if that's something that makes your life a little easier. However, when it comes to Build Your Tribe, I don't know if you've picked up on this yet, but I'm pretty opinionated. Now, I'm certainly open to being open-minded. Like, if you can convince me there's a better way to do something, awesome. But most of my advice is as passionate as it is because I've been there. I've wasted money. I've wasted time. I've tried to figure things out myself. I've done things in the wrong order and I've worked myself, you know, harder than what I needed to. So I do get a little sassy. I do get extremely opinionated. So I just want to clarify because a ton of questions, follow-up questions after those two episodes came in to my speak pipe. So number one, on Thursday, I produced an episode entitled The Number One Mistake People Make in Business. On Friday, my episode was entitled The Number Two Mistake That People Make in Business, which happens to be the number one mistake that people make in social media. Please go back and listen to those two episodes. I promise they'll be worth your time for sure. And I think I did a really good job of making the case for why you want to avoid these two mistakes. What I might not have done, I obviously didn't do a great job of, was explaining the exceptions to the rule. And I know I didn't do a great job of that because I got so many follow-up questions from you on SpeakPipe. So just to answer those specifically now here today. My number, and I'm going to summarize, but you still need to go back and listen to those episodes because there's a lot of minute specific details that if you miss it, I just don't think you will be as personally compelled to avoid doing these things unless you listen to those episodes. So number one was that just about everything you do every day, 80% of your focus as a business owner should be geared towards building your email list. In terms of the time that you spend, in terms of your strategies, in terms of what you're doing right now, you'll hear in that episode that I am really encouraging you to build your list before you write your book. Build your email list before you spend all of this time developing a product or an academy or a service or a business or opening your doors at a pet grooming salon. Like all of these things, yes, they can be done. And I don't want to put a black cloud on your passion, your purpose, and your enthusiasm because building an email list sounds about as fun as going to the library to do research on molecular science. And maybe that's interesting to you, but for most people, it's like, okay, here we go. It's just something you have to do. However, I do want to make it perfectly clear that I think it's fine for you to stay in your passion and to stay in your purpose. And as a matter of fact, the way that you can do that is by working on a freemium, a free gift, something that you're going to give people, which ultimately, maybe someday you are going to sell it. See, we get really excited as entrepreneurs about creating. We want to create this ebook or to write a book or to produce an academy. Or to start charging people for our services, to put on a seminar, to start working individually with clients, to design this beautiful new spa that we're going to open up. All of these things, they get us really excited because I think it's because that's the vision of our business. And if I ask new, excited, creative entrepreneurs, dreamers like yourself to tell me what they can see when they try to picture their business, I don't think very many people say, I can see an email list. You know, it's difficult to get excited about that. Nonetheless, you still need to do it. So my point, my wrap up on this is that the way you stay passionate and excited and motivated and on fire for this thing that is an idea for you is by making the building of something that you're going to give to people so that they will join your list. You make that your fuel, the thing that gets you excited each and every day. So it's perfectly cool. It's totally awesome if you want to create a mini course, a shortened ebook, an audio training program, all of these things, which, by the way, are really great practice, not just practice, but it's a wonderful way to get feedback from people who eventually are going to be your clients. They're going to be the people who are going to ask you if there's more. This was an amazing 3-part series on how to do video production on a shoestring budget. This was awesome. Do you offer something for people who want to take this and turn it into a business? You know, when people start asking you for things, that's when you know you don't have to sell. And that's when you know you're doing things right. So by all means, don't lose your passion. Don't lose your fire or your desire to create. Just try to find a way so that whatever it is you're creating relates to building your business. You know, it's difficult to sell when there's crickets and there's no one to sell to. Everyone's on social media and they're looking for free stuff. You want to build your email list because those are your lifers. Next, before I move on to Friday's episode, I probably receive each week a minimum of 15 to 20 messages from students of MIA, as well as people who just listen to Build Your Tribe, who ask a number of questions about their freemium. How do I know if it's too long? You know, if I just want to offer a couple of recipes for my gluten-free cooking, is that enough? What if I just want to give people the 5 best tips to write emails? Is it enough if in my freemium, what I do is just provide one audio training, or does it need to be 10 minutes long? Does it need to be 30 minutes long? Yo, I don't know. And neither do you until you produce it. And better yet, why don't you ask your peeps, the people who would love this stuff, the people who are asking for it? I have created videos that are 5-minute videos, and those have been some of my most popular opt-ins. And I've also created incredibly robust, I can't even believe that we are giving this away for free, you guys, kind of freemiums. So for example, 2 freemiums, which I'm like, I can't even believe we give this to people for free. It's kind of crazy. 2 of them. Number 1 is 30daypush.com. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, how much effort and time and production we put into giving people a 30-day course on goal setting for free. However, it has also and continues to be my best lead magnet. And by best, I don't mean it's the one that brings me the most people, but what it does is it brings me the best people. People who can stick to something for 30 days and are serious about getting their life organized, yeah, those are my kind of peeps. Now, the one that tends to be the most popular is cj7day.com. That's my initials, CJ, the number 7, day.com. CJ7day is a freemium where we give people this amazing, amazing 7-day diet book. It's got tons of recipes, breakfast, lunch, snacks, dinners, workouts, the best techniques to help people transition to eating clean, to eating less processed foods, and to getting yourself on track. Now, that attracts more people than anything else probably that we create. However, it's not the best lead magnet for me because, as you know, I don't sell fitness. I mean, I work as a celebrity trainer, I do fitness programs, but my own personal businesses, the ones that are my purpose, my passion, the thing that, you know, drives Team Johnson every day is business and personal development. So you can see that if I'm attracting somebody just based on a diet book, that's a long process of getting them to the mindset where they understand, yo, fitness and health is hugely important to me, but what I can offer you is far more than that. And so for those of you who are just looking for crunches and gluten-free recipes, you're going to get those for free from me. However, if you want to go deeper, if you want to take your life and your business to the next level, what I offer is personal and business development. So, but I'd love for you to download both of those just so you can see, you can get examples, and you can send that off to somebody on Elance and say, pretty much copy this, but insert my recipes, my words. But you can just see how we lay it out. And you can see that those are two huge, in my opinion, two really big freemiums. But we've also done things like giving away just one video. So for example, if you go to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips, you'll provide your email address there and you'll have access to one training video. It's just one video. So the answer to your question, which is how much is enough? It just depends. Don't be afraid. Don't let that stop you. Just put stuff out there. You can't fix it and make it longer or better or shorter or whatever it needs to be until you put it out there and people give you feedback. Because people don't know if it's good or great or not so great until they get it, right? So you can't really even evaluate too much based on how many people are opting in. You want to ask for feedback. You want to see if people take your call to action. And then it's just having a really great relationship with your customers. Initially, CJ 7-Day was a joke. It was one page. And I listened to my customers and they were like, I thought this was going to be more. I can find this from you on your Facebook page. And I'm like, okay, well then let's knock their socks off. And we did. So don't be afraid to put out something that's not that great. I know that goes against most people's thinking, but it will just paralyze you. Perfection will paralyze you. Just put it out there with the intention that you're going to fix it. You're going to make it better. But don't allow perfection to keep you from moving forward. Next, I want to address the episode that I released on Friday, which is the number 2 mistake people make in business, which happens to be the number 1 mistake that people make in social media. So just to clarify, I believe the number 1 mistake that people make in social media is that they send people on a goose egg hunt to get in touch with them. In other words, they'll say, hey, I hope you like this video. Head on over to Facebook if you want to see the rest of it. Or, hey, I hope you are enjoying these tweets. You should check out what I just posted on YouTube. And then people go to YouTube and they're like, oh, I'm glad you enjoyed this video on YouTube. For more recipes, follow me on Instagram. In other words, those things are fine. And this is what I want to clarify. My message is not that you should never do that, because sometimes it's unavoidable. My message is simply that based on the platform people are watching you, you want to take them from that platform to you, not to yet another platform. In other words, 80% of the time you want to say, for more information, for my free report, for my guidebook, for my video, for my tips, for my blog, blah, blah, blah. 80 to 90% of the time you want to say, for more, go to my website. You don't want to say 80% of the time, for more, go to another social media platform. I know it's really tempting. You know why it's really tempting? Because it's a habit. It's a habit even I myself find I have to break myself of. However, again, there are exceptions to every rule. And sometimes there's just content that doesn't fit on that particular social media platform. So you really have no choice but to say, hey, for the full report, please head over to my blog. Or, you know, you've got 30 seconds worth of the video that you can show on Twitter. So, of course, you would have to say for the full video, you know, head over to my blog where it's embedded or head over to YouTube to check out the full video. You still can do that. I am just asking you to every time you're about to say those words or type those words or text those words that you stop yourself and go, do I really want and need more subscribers, more likes, or is what I really need lifers, people who are on my email list? Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that's correct. You need more people on your email list. So we're all going to work on trying to break that habit. Like, so for example, and I'm recording this on Friday, today I went to the dentist and I had oral surgery. I had a bone graft put in my jaw and I thought I was much more coherent than I actually was. So I recorded a video of myself in the car proving to Brett that I was fine. Like I said, I know I'm talking weird, but like I'm very focused and I'm on point right now. So it's pretty funny. I'm going to play a little clip of it and you can see me fully intoxicated, trying to put lipstick on and trying to pretend that I am fully focused. I think I called myself, I think I said I'm focused and pain-free. I think that was my ultimate quote.
They hooked me up to the machine that tells me my heart rate. And I started looking at it and I was trying to be David Blaine. Yeah. I was just trying to watch it and bring my heart rate down. Lower and lower and lower. I thought, maybe I could have my own show someday, just bringing my heart rate down. And then they go, they're going through my medical history, and they go, and are you pregnant? And then my heart rate went up. I said, no.
Yep. So if you'd like to see that very embarrassing video, the video that my mother sent me a text message and said, I think you should take this down. You can go to Shalene. No, you can't. You can go to facebook.com/Shalene. Just my first name. If you want to see it on my like page, just my first name, Shalene. That's it, y'all. I promised you I would be brief. I would be bright. I would try to be fun. And then we would be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done, except that I have this one very special favor to ask of you. I'm going to ask you to steal your friend's phone, and they're going to be like, hey, what are you doing? And you're going to go, give me your passcode real quick. I want to show you something. And then go to the podcast app and just subscribe them to Build Your Tribe, okay? Send me a tweet and say, I did it. I stole my friend's phone, and now they are subscribers. And I promise I will tweet you back. I will hit you up, and you'll be a best friend for life. That's it for now. Happy Saturday, lifers. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.